With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on the House vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
In a historic rebuke of a sitting cabinet member, House Republicans used their narrow majority to impeach Secretary Mayorkas.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The effort to punish the Biden administration over its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border follows last week's embarrassing setback that came up votes short. Republicans say he willfully and systematically refused to enforce existing immigration laws and breached the public trust by telling Congress the border was secure. Critics say that falls far short of the Constitution's impeachment bar of high crimes and misdemeanors. The charges now go to the Senate, where a trial may be indefinitely shelved. Norman Hall, Washington.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the winter weather snow day, which turned into an education snafu in New York City.
New York City had remote learning for the storm, but with a million students needing to get online along with teachers, it did not work out as planned.
I would give it a failing grade.
That was Staten Island parent Mary Grace Lamonti, who has two young children. She was lucky and got online.
A lot of people can't even access the system. I have a friend who's a teacher. She couldn't log in to teach her class today.
Mayor Eric Adams had pushed remote learning over a snow day, and school's chancellor David Banks blamed IBM for access issues.
IBM is the one who authenticates their users and the user names.
IBM says it had been working closely with city schools to address the situation as quickly as possible. Julie Walker, New York.
South Korea's military says it has detected North Korea firing multiple cruise missiles into waters off its northeastern coast in its fifth test of such weapons since January. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 524 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention issues a voter guide.
It's called The Nations Belong to God, a Christian guide for political engagement. And it was put together by the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission just in time for the accelerating 2024 election cycle. ERLC spokesman Miles Mullen tells the Christian Post, quote, "This guide casts a vision for political engagement that goes beyond just voting, but encourages Christians to be involved at every level of politics in a way that honors the Lord." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas man who drugged his wife's drinks in an attempt to induce an abortion has been sentenced to 6 months in jail and 10 years on probation. The wife, who filed for divorce, told the court the jail sentence was not long enough. She says their one-year-old daughter was born about 10 weeks premature and has developmental delays. She says she became suspicious after finding packaging for a common abortion drug in the trash can at the couple's home. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports flight attendants at some major U.S. airlines are speaking up about getting a pay raise, a raise they say they've gone a long time without.
Flight attendants are growing frustrated with the major airlines. At O'Hare Airport in Chicago, Southwest flight attendant and union leader Corliss King says it's been a year since pilots got big pay raises.
We are not standing down any longer to substandard contracts, to substandard conditions, to substandard wages.
King says flight attendants haven't been rewarded for working through the pandemic and being responsible for passenger safety. What's the next step?
We are ready to take all available options that are afforded to us.
Last fall, flight attendants rejected a deal with Southwest. Airline strikes can be delayed or blocked by federal mediators, the president, or Congress. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.